I would like to call to order the very first meeting of the new established Senate Insurance, Banking, and Financial Institutions Committee. We are lacking a quorum as we have many other, committees that are going on right now that members are a part of, so we'd love to start as a subcommittee. And that's okay with the group. We'll go ahead and start with our author that's here. And Mr. Portantino, would you like to say something?
I was just going to say, let the record reflect that Mr. Berryhill and Mr. Portantino were on time with the chair.
Thank you. I will have the staff have a chart with little stickers on there for people who come in on time. We will have rewards at the end of session. Thank you. Mr. Manshine, please step forward.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I feel privileged to be the first member to present a bill to your committee, so it's a pleasure to be here today. I'd like to start by saying thank you to the committee for working on this bill, and I will be accepting the proposed amendments. Corporation Code 2000 lays out the general provisions relating to dissolutions of corporations. The code section has been subject to inconsistent interpretation by the Secretary of State's office, which has required a corporation's buyout terms to be included in the Articles of Incorporation. This necessitates continuous amendments for every change to a buyout procedure, which not only is contrary to common practice, but also creates an unnecessary burden on corporations. It's common practice to include a provision in the articles to reference any buyout agreement and allow that agreement to supersede Corporations Code Section 2000. If there is not an existing buyout agreement at the time of filing, or if the terms change, corporations have to amend their articles with these changes. AB 1535 would simply clarify a separate agreement may supersede any part of Corporations Code 2000, and the articles may just refer to this buyout agreement rather than having to include specific terms. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And with me is Larry Doyle from the State Bar.
Good afternoon. Larry Doyle on behalf of the Conference of California Bar Associations, we're the sponsor of this bill. Corporate buyout agreements are sort of a key element of corporate life, particularly for small corporations where you don't have, it's not publicly traded, you don't have the ability to just, everybody can just buy as much stock as they want. In these cases, you need to plan to be sure that you can, if the corporation has to dissolve, or if somebody dies, or if somebody gets divorced, or anything else, that you can respond to that appropriately, that you can transfer the shares, the interest, so that ultimately the corporation can keep going on effectively. Problem, and you know, historically, the Secretary of State's office has in the past, there's been an understanding that you can always use the buyout, you can reference a separate buyout agreement in the Articles of Incorporation. It's kind of like estate planning for corporations. It's like a trust where you can refer to a property list on the side. However, it's been the experience of some of our members that where Secretary of State was allowing it, these things to be referenced. At one point, they stopped allowing that to be referenced, and then they changed again. And so in the interest of consistency and convenience and trying to make sure that people don't have to waste money on lawyers redrafting articles of incorporations, it's important that we be able to have this particular reference in the code. And so we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much. Do we have any other witnesses in support? Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, I would like to bring it back to the Senate. Any senators want to make any comments or questions? Okay. Seeing none, we are still operating as a subcommittee. As soon as we have a quorum present, we'll make sure we take a motion to support your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Manshine. We do have our next author. Assemblymember DeBobne, if you can step forward, please. Please proceed. We're operating as a subcommittee.
Mr. Chair, colleagues, I bring to you today two bills. I'll start with AB 611, Financial Elder Abuse. The Department of Social Services reported that for last year, Adult Protective Services received over 12,000 reports of financial abuse from financial institutions. And as our baby boomer generation continues to age, this number is expected to rise. This bill provides additional protection for elders and dependent adults by preventing financial abuse before it occurs. Officers and employees of financial institutions can stop financial transactions if they have failed a financial abuse report on an individual, even if that individual has a power of attorney. To speak on this and answer any questions you might have, I have with me today Jason Lane with the California Bankers Association and Courtney Jensen representing the California Credit Union League.
Great, please, witnesses support.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Jason Lane with the California Bankers Association. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this important measure. We're pleased to support it, and we'd like to thank the assembly member for carrying this measure. It's unfortunate that there is actually a need for this bill, but all too often seniors and dependent adults find themselves in a vulnerable position where a financial crime is being committed against them, and financial crimes are a reality. And all too often they are perpetrated by a loved one, a family member, a friend, and oftentimes it is the agent of their power of attorney who is perpetrating the act. And so, as mandated reporters under existing law, banks and credit unions are sort of the frontline defenders in ensuring that these crimes don't happen against seniors and dependent adults. This measure would essentially adopt a provision of the Uniform Law Commission's Uniform Power of Attorney Act, which simply allows a mandated reporter to deny a transaction initiated by the agent of a power of attorney when there's already been a report made against the agent. So we already have actual knowledge that the agent of the power of attorney is under investigation. So we simply wish to adopt the Uniform Law Commission's provision. To date, 21 states have adopted this provision of the act, and California, which is usually at the forefront of consumer protection laws, should be the 22nd state to do so. So we urge an aye vote on this measure.
Thank you so much. Before we go to our next witness in support, I would like to go ahead and remind everybody that this committee now has 13 members. Thus, we need 7 members to create quorum, which we do have, and we will do that in a second. And in addition to pass any measure out, we need 7. So with that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here. Berryhill? Here. Berryhill here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Glazer? Hernandez? Hueso? Hueso here. Lara?
Here.
Lara here. Mitchell? Morrell? Newman?
Here.
Oh, sorry. Newman? Portantino?
Here.
Portantino here. Roth?
Here.
Roth here.
Wonderful. We do have quorum. Now we could proceed with our next witness in support. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Courtney Jensen of the California Credit Union League. Mr. Lane did a great job walking through the bill, and we want to appreciate the Chair of Assembly Banking for carrying this measure. Credit unions place our members' financial security as a top priority, and we feel like this bill will just give us another extra tool to make sure that their accounts are being taken care of in the correct way. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, do we have any other witnesses in support? Please step forward.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Usha Machler on behalf of the California State Sheriff's Association. We're in support. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Ivan Altamer on behalf of the Community Banking Network, also in support.
Thank you. Seeing any other? No more witnesses in support. Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the committee for discussion. Do we have any questions or comments, members? The bill has been moved. Okay, we go back to the author. Would you like to close?
I'd just like to say in closing, AB 611 is really preventative medicine for these types of unfortunate situations we're seeing in our community. By empowering bankers in our community to be able to not only notify law enforcement about fraud or abuse that might be happening to seniors, but also not having to honor the power of attorney in those cases, allows for us not to have to go back and think what we could have done, but actually do something before it happens. So I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate that. We do have a motion to approve as amended. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Hernandez? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman? Newman, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Congratulations, Mr. Vomnin. Your measure has 10 yes votes. We'll leave it open for other members to add on. In addition, it will be heading to judiciary.
I appreciate that.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to the next measure, Mr. Dubovnik. Give me a second. My colleagues are having a good time up here. No, you're not? Okay, Mr. Newman, I appreciate that. Okay, Mr. Dubovnik, please continue.
Today, I also bring up AB 1460, Insurance Premium Trust Accounts. I want to also thank the co-sponsor. This is a bill which will provide an opportunity to allow banking service for depositor premiums. I also want to accept the amendment suggested in the committee analysis. But independent agents are seeking additional safe options to maintain premium funds from financial institutions that provide specialty services to the insurance sector. State law currently, which is over 50 years old, requires the use of California domiciled trust accounts by agents and brokers. But today, 47 other states in the nation allow trust accounts that are administered out of state, and I think California needs to modernize our laws as well. In the past, this has been obviously due to financial services being in one state and providing those services, but with technology being utilized more and more frequently, especially out of Silicon Valley, it's been proven safe to allow these domicile accounts to be located out of state. So one of the reasons I wanted to author this bill is from local insurance brokers in my community that said this will make their operations more efficient, more transparent, and allow them to serve my constituents and their customers more efficiently. I'm also pleased to report that this measure was approved by unanimous consent in the Assembly and Banking Committee and the full Assembly, and I hope to get your support today. With me today is John Norwood, representing the independent insurance and agents and brokers, and I'm pleased to offer any questions afterwards as well.
Mr. Chairman, members, John Norwood on behalf of the independent insurance agents and brokers of California. This bill is just basically a modernization bill. The original statute that required trust accounts to be held in a bank or savings alone domiciled in California was passed in 1958. Much has changed since then. This bill will allow our members to take advantage of internet banking and other types of banking facilities that cater to independent insurance agents and provide them assets for expansion, et cetera. So we urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. Robert Harrell, Deputy Commissioner with the Department of Insurance. We have no official position on the bill, but would like to thank the author, sponsor, and the committee staff worked on some consistency amendments to make sure that should anything go awry, that the authority is still clear. And so thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other witnesses support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the committee. The bill has been moved. Any other comments? The bill has been moved to go to as amended to rules, Mr. DeBonne, would you like to close?
I just respectfully ask your aye vote on this technical bill, but a bill that will improve the ability for insurance brokers and agents in our communities to serve our constituents.
Wonderful. Thank you. We have a motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to judiciary. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Hernandez? Wesso? Wesso, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
It's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. The motion is due pass as amended to rules.
Wonderful. And you have 10 votes. Your bill is out. Congratulations. And we'll leave open the roll open for other members who are absent. Before we move on to our last bill, I was already presented and make a motion. I would like to entertain a motion to adopt the new committee rules. Okay, there's a motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Hernandez, Wesso,
aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara,
aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell, Morrell,
aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman,
aye.
Newman, aye. Portantino,
aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth,
aye.
Roth, aye.
Wonderful. And I would like to entertain a motion for item number four, AB 1535. Thank you, Mr. Lara. Appreciate that. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Nobody wants to leave, Ms. Lara. Everybody wants to be here.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer? Hernandez? Wesso? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nine.
The bill has nine. It will be out, but we'll leave the roll call open for other members to add on. Members, that concludes our committee for today. I hope this is the trend that we'll continue to keep. I appreciate that, Mr. Vice Chair. Appreciate that. And we'll leave everything on call for the next 5 minutes if we could get the members to come in and add on. Thank you, Mr. Perentino, for being here.
You run a very nice committee, sir.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please open the roll for item 4, AB 1535.
Motion is due pass as amended to Judiciary. Senator Hernandez?
I'm sorry.
Senator Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
Wonderful.
Okay,
we added Mr. Wesso. We'll be waiting for the rest of the members to show up. do have Mr. Senator Iglesias here. We would like to open up the roll call. Madam Secretary, let's start with the committee rules. I'm sorry.
Senator Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Okay, the committee rules has sufficient votes. We will be go ahead and close the roll on that item. It does pass. Next, we'll go with item number two, AB 611. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Motion is due pass as amended to Judiciary. Senator Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Okay, the matter has 11 votes. It is out. We will close the roll on that item. We'll go to item number three, AB 1460. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Motion is due pass as amended to rules. Senator Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Okay, the item has 11 votes. It is out. We will close the roll on that item. Now we'll go to item number four, and that's AB 1535. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Motion is due pass as amended to Judiciary. Senator Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Okay, the item has 11 votes. We will close the roll on that item, and the item is out. That concludes our committee meeting. We are adjourned.